Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Couple of saves by the Japanese goalkeeper, Vossi, because Spain still trail 2-1. Japan in the lead. We've got about 60 seconds of regular time left and then into injury time. Germany came close, scored a goal but were called offside. So they still lead Costa Rica 3-2. Japan still up 2-1 against Spain. Japan have just flooded the backfield. They've got the whole side standing in front of goals, basically.
What if Spain scored, would you let the Japanese team know that Germany are winning? Like, then they know that they have to win.
Well, you'd have to, because
you'd
have to let them know, because things would change dramatically. The 10 players standing in front of goal, like a wall almost, would have to go up the other end. The German Costa Rica game was unbelievable. It has been unbelievable, because both sides knew that a draw wasn't good enough. So it was just all-out attack from both sides to try and grab that goal. Germany did grab it. They lead 3-2, and they're still looking at the disallowed goal now that Germany were offside. Would have made it 4-2, but wow, some great football this morning.
Okay, they've gone to the VAR, so we'll keep you updated with that. Let's go to Michelle Bishop with a sports update and a little bit of news out of Belmore, this out of Gusland. Michelle Bishop, good morning.
Guys, good morning again. Cam Serrato's literally been in the joint for 5 minutes, and the buzz that's building is something we haven't seen at Belmore for some time. So his arrival, new signings, obviously Reid Marnie and Viliami Kikau, they've put a positive spin on things, and look, it's filtered all the way through the business. So sponsorship is up, increased by 60% on last year. Merchandise, get your shorts, socks and jersey, the new design set to be released shortly. Merchandise is up by 100%, so stuff's literally walking out the door. Their CEO, Aaron Warburton, has said, retail sales have far exceeded budget set for 2022. Now, this is a big call. Sales comparable to that of the 2014 grand final appearance. And obviously, with the new design jersey that's set to come out in the next couple of days, they are intending on breaking records at the club this year. Membership, it's also increased, up by 70%. That probably isn't a huge stat, because there wasn't a lot of interest around in 2022 or 2021. So, Kikau, Marnie, Addo Carr and Burton, and of course, the arrival of Cam Serrato has done wonders for the Dogs, and they haven't even kicked a ball yet.
Plenty of excitement.
Get on the bus.
Yeah, the bus.
VAR has stepped in. Sorry, Michelle. VAR has stepped in. That German goal was allowed. So it's 4-2. They got 10 minutes of extra time to play. But it is 4-2 to the Germans. 2 minutes into injury time in the Japan-Spain clash. Japan still up 2-1. They've got 7 minutes of extra time to play. So 5 minutes left in that game, Vossi, and Japan still up 2-1.
That's right. Spain don't have to win and they get through, but win and finish top of the group, and Germany would go through. So all of that in the next 6 or 7 minutes. And netball's night of nights, Michelle. You're all over that.
Yeah, in Brisbane, have to mention the girls, this is a special night. Aussie captain Liz Watson capped off a brilliant season winning the Liz Ellis Diamond, so the top player. She's just the second player in the past 10 years to receive the award on two occasions. Maddie Brown did it in 2012-2014. She's a great story, guys. A year on the sidelines after foot surgery, a really tough time mentally. She returned to lead the Aussies to 3 international wins, including that gold medal performance at the Commonwealth Games, the Quad Series and Constellation Cup. Also on fire after a breakout season with the Queensland Firebirds, which of course resulted in a call-up into the national side. Danielle Wallum was named Rookie of the Year. Big year for her, for someone so young. She was extremely vocal on not wanting to wear any logo associated with Gina Rinehart on the back of those historic comments made about the Aboriginal community by Gina's father, Lang Hancock. So massive night, well-deserved, with the top awards. Awesome girls.
Brilliant stuff, Michelle. Brilliant stuff.
See you
next
You'll
hour. Be back next hour.
Sure will.
One more See update indeed. By the way, if Spain do finish second in the group, then their opponent is Morocco in the round of 16, and Japan would play Croatia. As it stands right at the moment, So it's all happening. 8.5 minutes to eight. The cricket to resume at midday. Our coverage here on SEN. Pretty incredible run scoring at this point. 4 for 5, 98 Australia. Double tons to Lubbershane and Smith. West Indies to resume at none for 74. By the way, Shield cricket yesterday, Adam Zampa took 3 wickets, Brandy. 3 for 57 on day one of Victoria versus New South Wales. Victoria all out for 209. New South Wales 2 for 61 in reply. Sean Abbott also got 4 wickets, 4 for 56. He's having an exceptional domestic season so far. We'll take a break at 8 minutes to eight. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.